This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. Welcome to We Should Talk, a podcast series where we explore the journeys our Kiwi women have had in the media industry. We want to show you that you can achieve success wherever your career takes you, with the help of those who have been through it all. For updates, make sure you're following our social media platforms, weshouldtalk.podcast, and to find exclusive content, sign up to our mailing list at weshouldtalk.info. In this episode, I talk to the Edge Day host, Steph Monks. Join us as we chat about how to shift your mindset, the benefits of travelling, and opportunities for women in the media industry. Come have a laugh and gain some insight into life on the radio. Let's start from the beginning.
I was 17 at high school and I was driving around with my sister listening to the radio. The Edge was on. Sharon Casey was on, actually. And I was like, man, this would be a cool job. My sister was like, I know her. I was like, what? How do you know a famous person? And so she was like, yeah, like we kind of like are in the same circles, of like they're into the same music and stuff. She was like, why don't I contact Sharon and see if you could like do like a work day, like experience day or whatever, just go in and like put on your CV. And I was like, oh my God, that would be amazing. Cutting in an extremely long story short, I ended up doing a gateway program through high school where you get extra credit through actual industry work. And then at university, started studying communications in Auckland at AUT and was kind of doing promo work on the side at the Edge and just kind of being like the annoying bad smell that didn't go away, just like trying to get a job. Graduated university, and at that stage I was doing weekend shifts on air at the Edge until I landed my dream job at the Edge radio station, which I've kind of chipped away at for so long, and then quit to travel for a year and then came back on the day show. And that's kind of where I am at the moment.
When you left the Edge, that must have been such a massive decision to make. And leaving and coming back, what was that like for you? Did you have security coming back, or how did you make that decision to leave?
It wasn't easy, but I have always had the urge to travel and explore. And I feel like 5 years on the night show was enough time to kind of make a good name for myself. I'd had an absolute ball. I'd had the dream job for all that time, but I'd saved a bit of money and I was like, let's just go for it. Cause if I don't go now, I'd sign another 2 year contract and then I'd just lose this window of opportunity. So it was the best decision ever. I don't regret it for a second. I highly recommend, no matter what industry you are in or going into or whatever you're up to in life, when we can travel again, do, because it is the best thing on planet Earth, is experiencing different cultures and places and food and music and just all that good stuff. So I loved it. And coming back, we were always kind of planning on doing like a world trip for a year, and then kind of coming back and just leaving the doors open to see what was going on. And I was really lucky that my boss wanted me back, which was really cool. So kind of came back to a job, which was extremely lucky. And very grateful for that.
And at the moment you're working with two guys on the show. How have you found it being a male dominated industry? And do you think you've had to do extra things because you're a woman in this industry?
Interesting. The two things that pop into my head straight away, it's always been really interesting to me. And I feel like we're becoming a little bit more woke to this kind of stuff and we're progressing in the right direction, which is so nice. But I've always, as you know, on the night show I was female and my partner was male, I was always the one presenting the entertainment gossip news. Mm-hmm. That was my job. The female on the show does that, and I have always thought that was really weird, because say I was away or something and they were like, who's going to present scandal news? We need, and then they get like a girl from the office, it's like, why can't the dude announcer just report on that, you know? So that's always, I've always found that really interesting. But I feel like that's kind of becoming a thing of the past, which is great, because it's like, it's a pop culture story, we should all be across it anyway. And the other thing is, maybe like at the start of the year or something, I was kind of just like thinking about my career and thinking about pathways and what I want to do. And in my head, I was like, oh, I could maybe like work towards, you know, maybe ultimate goal could be like, I could be like a content director. That'd be pretty sick. And it's just like, you know, you're the boss and it's just like, you make all the calls and it's like really cool. For a split second, I thought, oh yeah, I could be a content director. And then instantly I was like, but you're a woman, you can't do that. And I caught myself thinking that, and I was like, that is so crazy that even popped into my head that I can't do it because of because I'm a woman. It's just like, that is so crazy to me. Then I kind of reflected on that and I was kind of like, why did I doubt myself instantly as soon as I thought I could do that? No, you can't. Yeah. Why? And I kind of like reflected on that. And it's probably because there aren't many female content directors out there. There's no one who has been that role model or has shown the pathway that it is possible. Like, they're all dudes. Yeah, it was a really interesting kind of like revelation of being like, oh my God, like there's like no one that kind of looks like me who is a leader.
Yeah. So do you think, especially in manager roles, the industry is going in the right direction for women taking up those roles?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And thank God. News this morning, Tova O'Brien is going to be the talkback, big breakfast host of the MediaWorks Talkback Station. And it's like, fuck yeah. Like, that's amazing. I just think that's so cool. And we're definitely moving in the right direction of that kind of balance of powerful, impactful roles, which is overdue. Still, I think it's a bit funny that, you know, there's two dudes and one girl on a radio show. I think that's still a little bit dated. But like, there's two girls presenting the late show over on ZN, which is awesome. And they're so good. Yeah. And it's so cool listening to two girls talking to each other about girl things. Like, that's what you do with your friends. That's what I do with my friends. It's like so nice to listen to that on a radio station. So I think we are making progress for sure. But yeah, we're still climbing that mountain, but we are climbing it.
Because I think that was going to be my other question as well, in terms of like on-air hosts, like there's only one girl and two guys on every breakfast radio. And so I think that was another thing as well, is that, it always looks like it's a bit more dominated that way.
Yeah, it is really interesting because the female, so say you've got a breakfast show and there's two dudes and a woman, the woman almost has to represent every single female listener. Like, you have to tick off every single box. You have to represent like the female population. And a lot of these radio stations are female targeted stations. So you've got one woman to represent every single female listener who is the bulk of your listeners. Like, it's a hard job. Yeah. And it's like, why aren't there more? Why don't you like pack a bloody show full of women so everyone's represented? And again, I think we'll get there. I think, you know, the Hits have two wahine on their drive show, which is amazing. We'll get there. We'll get there as an industry. But don't let that put you off. Make that give you even more drive. You are going to, like, you're about to enter this industry that you're going to meet, like, best friends for life. You're honestly going to feel like going to drama class every day and just hanging out with your friends and getting paid for it. Like, it's our job is to make it seem harder than it is, because everyone's got imposter syndrome and everyone's like, oh my God, this is like too good to be true. Like, will they ever realize that I'm just having a good old time? And isn't that hard? It's honestly so fun.
Yeah.
Challenges, I guess, maybe the instant feedback from listeners. We've got a text number, people can text in straight away if they're not into you personally. You, they're like, I hate you, or any content that you do. That's always a little bit of a struggle, because if you've worked hard on a piece of content or something and doesn't, you know, people don't like you or like it, then you can see that straight away. But again, I don't care what people think, really. So I kind of just like water off the duck's back. I'm just like, well, you're having a sad morning if you think texting to a radio station is going to bring you happiness. It does happen a lot, which is good. But when it does, you know, you can see that that would be a challenge for some people. I guess you have to have a thick skin in a way.
So on the flip side, do you have any standouts in your career, like people you've met or events you've worked at? Or is there anything that stands out as like, that was incredible?
I reckon I'm like a massive music geek. Like, I love pop. Everything, singers, YouTube covers, shows, all of it. I just love it. And so getting to interview people, like people who I genuinely am fans of, getting to interview those people, I'm always like, this is the best moment of my life. I'll give you an example. Tori Kelly. So I've been following her career since she was 16 and she auditioned for American Idol. And I think I was probably 17. And I found this clip on YouTube and I've been obsessed with this girl ever since. And I've kind of like been following her like covers on YouTube. And then as I am kind of working up my career ladder, and then she's kind of doing the same thing, but in like a whole other universe. And then I interviewed her a few years ago and I was just like, this is so surreal. And that's probably one of my most favorite times, is interviewing people that you're like genuinely a fan of. And it's like a privilege to chat to these people. It still really, really excites me. I think that's my most like pinch me moments, is interviewing these absolutely like amazing talented people. And I just like thanking them. I'm just like, thank you so much for doing what you do. Like, I'm a real fangirl.
And for someone that's wanting to get into the industry, what do you think the biggest piece of advice you could give to them?
Okay. What I would say if you're maybe not studying or during studying, I would say go and get work experience from anywhere. Go to your local stations, regardless of what company they are or whatever, and just go and work for free. I worked for free for 6 months. I was the yes person. Does anyone want this shift? Yes. You don't have to pay me. I just want to do it. I just want to do it. Don't pay me a thing. So I did that for ages. And then if you just linger around, then you'll become the person, the top of mind person that bosses or whoever managers will think of when an opportunity does come. Be the yes person. Go to your local radio stations. Ask them what you can do. Marty, my friend who I used to do the night show with, he cleaned out the fridges because he was like, what can I do to help? And the boss is like, I don't know, clean the fridge. And he did it. It's such a competitive industry, unfortunately, that there's not as many jobs as there are people that want the job. So to stand out, to get in front of other people, you just have to put yourself out there and be prepared to work for free. And then after a couple of months, then it's like, okay, maybe minimum wage.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of We Should Talk. Make sure you follow our Instagram and Facebook accounts and head to weshouldtalk.info for exclusive content. Catch you next week. This is brought to you by the students of the New Zealand Broadcasting School at Utter Institute of Canterbury.